Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
If you've just tuned in or if you haven't looked at the news or read a paper, there's a major Leaving Cert overhaul. There's going to be now more assessments, new subjects, less focus on written exams. Minister for Education Norma Foley has announced major reform of the Leaving Cert. This is really exciting. It includes two new subjects and 40% of grades given for continuous assessment other than written exams. So the new subjects are drama, film and theatre studies and climate action, sustainable development. Excellent. They'll be rolled out for fifth year students in schools in 2024. There's pros and cons, I suppose. I think the majority of the texts coming in are for this, saying this is a step in the right direction. We have, but you know, we've talked to people and we've lots of texts in, but I wanted to speak to students and I'm delighted to have Courtney Chambers, who's 17. She's on the line. Hi, Courtney.
Hey, how are you?
I'm grand. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good, yeah.
So you're, it's a lovely day. Where are you?
I am at home at the moment. I go to school in Mount Draft Community School in Leash.
So. Okay, okay. Are you into a TY?
I'm in TY, yeah, I'm in TY at the moment, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, let's talk about this. So when you heard about the overhaul and the changes to the Leaving Cert, how did you feel initially? Do you think this is a good thing?
Yeah, in my ISSU capacity, it has been a very, very good thing. You know, it's been received very well by the students. You know, we see like it's kind of the new reform is getting rid of that kind of rote learning and focusing on, you know, the skills that really matter. And, you know, the teacher component that's been, you know, included in this, it's the 40% that, you know, that's going to be great because, you know, that will allow the teachers to kind of you know, assess the kind of skills and aptitudes that are in the classroom, you know, like that the students display on a daily basis that cannot be measured in an exam. So I think like that's really, really good. I know the teachers kind of disagreed a bit, but I think, you know, the final decision is down to the SEC for that. So, you know, there is that kind of balance there.
So you're saying the overall feeling amongst the students is this is a positive thing. Do they feel it's more inclusive because it's not just for people who are good at sitting exams? This new format, like you said, is good for students who, you know, on a practical level mightn't get that chance to be assessed.
Yes, of course, definitely. Mm. You know, there are definitely different learning styles. And, you know, the traditional Leaving Cert always only focused on people who were good at sitting exams. And, you know, as I was saying, there are different skills and aptitudes displayed in the classroom that exams just don't measure. So, you know, allowing the different aspects and also, you know, having the exams, you know, like that the English paper and Irish paper one will be sat at the end of fifth year, you know, that's going to be hugely beneficial. So it is catering to a lot more students, this reformed senior cycle, and we're very happy to see it.
That's good to hear. Were you surprised that they announced it yesterday?
I was very surprised, actually, in terms of the timing. You know, when Leaving Cert reform was talked about in 2019, the goal was 2030, and yeah, here we are in 2022 with this plan. It's amazing, really, really happy.
It's
and
time to
it has
celebrate
students
nearly
at its core, so you know it's great.
Yeah, well, it is good. Let's talk about you for a sec. So this time next year, you will be preparing to sit English Paper 1 and Irish Paper 1. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because you'll be going into fifth year. And
there is kind of a bit of, you know, I'm not sure if it's my year or the next year. It's kind of, there is a lot of kind of clarification needs to happen there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll hear that in the coming days and the coming
weeks.
So. How do you feel about sitting two Leaving Cert exams a year earlier? Because, you know, if that happens.
Yeah, I think it's nice. I like it personally because, you know, when you... I think it kind of gets that out of the way, you know, that like you do the work for it in fifth year, you sit the exam in fifth year and then that's done. And then you start into sixth year fresh, ready to go. And then you'll sit your exam at the end of sixth year and then you're done. You know, it's not like what it was before where you learn in fifth year and you have to keep all that ready for the end of sixth year. You know, it is really beneficial that you're kind of having it and you're just better. It's just a better system. You know, there's no...
Courtney, can I ask you about teachers grading students?
Of course, yeah.
So teacher's grade, like, it won't kick in for you just yet, but would you be in favour of that?
Of teachers, I think it's going to be a very good thing, as I said, because, you know, the teachers are with the students on a daily basis. They're seeing the students, their capabilities and the way they perform in class. And as I said, a lot of the stuff that happens in the classroom just is not reflected in the exam. So I'm very happy with that the teachers do have to grade, because, you know, it's better for the students, because it's allowing, you know, more room there for skills. And
it's great for teachers' pets, isn't it?
Yeah, there is that too, I suppose.
Would it stop a lot of messing, do you think, in the classroom?
I think, yeah, it might in a way.
Yeah.
I think you always have them few students who don't really care, but you can't do anything about that, I guess.
Well, this might change that. You never know.
Well,
you never know,
you
Courtney.
Never know. Time will tell.
Time will tell. Talk to me about transition year. You're in transition year at the moment. How are you finding it? What are you up to?
Yeah, transition year is great. I think we're the first TY that's actually had a nice run at it post-COVID. So we're going to Italy at the end of this month, and we've had a lot of trips in between, and we just finished our TY musical. We did All Shook Up, and it was a huge success. So we've been, you know, buzzing. Everything's going well.
Oh, that's good. Now, you chose to do it, but some schools, it's mandatory. What's your advice to students thinking about doing transition year if it's not mandatory?
If it's not mandatory, yes. I would say it's catered to a certain type of student.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, while some students, are good in school, they may want to just continue on. They might not want to take that year off. I think TY is very good for kind of being a better person kind of in the workplace, because exams and academics in school don't prepare you for life outside of school. So TY is a great year. You know, you go on work experience, you're in places, you're dealing with people, you're being organised, you have to be reliable, responsible, all these things. So if you didn't do TY, you wouldn't get that opportunity. So I think it's good. But also I think, you know, it is catered to a certain type of student.
Mm.
So, you know, it's all about what you put into TY. If you put in 100%, you'll get that back out. And, you know, if you're kind of a student that doesn't want to work with TY, then... Maybe
it's not going to work for you. Okay, well
yeah.
said. Now, we all know that the Leaving Cert, it's an outdated exam. Changes are coming. So a lot of it sounds very positive. I think that's the general consensus. But as a student who is currently in the school system, can you tell us what other areas are crying out for change?
Oh, well, the CAO system, definitely, the points and all of that. But I suppose that's a whole other can of worms. But, you know, we would kind of recommend that the CAO will kind of be reviewed alongside this. I think, as we were saying just there, like on, I think even learning more practical things in school, like that would prepare you for life, like paying a mortgage and taxes and all of that stuff. Like, we don't know about that. I don't know about that. When I leave school, I haven't a clue how to do any of that
stuff. I still don't know about that, Courtney.
Yeah.
I still don't
but
know.
But that's what school should prepare you for. And here we are and we don't know. So, you know, it's there's a lot of work needs to be done. But I mean, it's we're getting there slowly but surely.
Well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I think you're phenomenal.
Oh, thank
Enjoy
you for
the rest of TY, and you'll come and talk to us again, will you?
Oh, sure.
You can be our school correspondent. Thanks, Courtney.
Hey,
bye.
Thank
love.
You. Bye.
Bye. Bye. There we go. That is Courtney Chambers, 17. She's a TY student in Mountrath in the community school there, with a lot of very, very good points about the overhaul to the Leaving Cert and the reasons why you should or shouldn't do TY and the more changes that needs to happen in the schooling system. We need to get her back on again. She was amazing.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.